This is New Virtual Tuesday on Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project.
Good evening, everybody. It's Tuesday night here at Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project. And since it's Tuesday, that means it's time for New Car Smell Tuesday. That means we've got new releases in video games, anime, manga, Blu-ray DVDs, and of course, the music. Gotta have the music. And I don't know why Arrow is still going on. It is after 9 o'clock already.
Well, maybe it didn't start. Maybe it didn't start.
No, it started on time. It started on time.
5 minutes after the...
Oh, well. All right, well, anyway...
I think they wanted to please the fans.
Yeah, probably. Cue consolidated. That's how it is. I'll tell you about that later. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by the AZ Magician. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo está usted? Muy bien. Muchas gracias. Let's see. Anyway, we also have Sanjo in the chat room. And Tim, of course, is over at the rabbit hole, as per usual, on Tuesday night. So, but yes... Yes, Arrow has come officially to an end. So, that's it. No more Arrow. Oh, that was fun.
Excuse me, come on. It took you on one hell of a ride, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. And the thing, for me, it all started when there was a guy posting a Facebook video that said, Facebook, Season 2, here we go. I said, this is great, but... Who is this guy, and what show is he even talking about? I had no clue. Seriously.
Don't you mean sin-seriously?
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen Amell, for inventing the word sin-seriously at San Diego Comic-Con. I think it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I thought you might bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sin-seriously sin-serious. All right, let's get to what matters the most. Let's get to the games here.
Yeah, let me turn this down just a little bit.
Yeah, let's get started.
Excuse me. You're excused.
Yeah, I am overly tired tonight, so bear with me, growl.
Okay.
Alright, so here are all the games that are coming out this week. This one came out yesterday. It's called Stone for the Xbox One, and the guy on the cover looks like a well-dressed koala headed for the beach.
Stoned?
Stone. Just stone.
Okay.
Let's see. Then today we got Warcraft 3 Reforged for the PC and the Mac. Then we also have it came from outer space in 8 hour brains for the PS4 and the Switch and the Xbox One. That's funny. I like that one. Okay. Then we have Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition for the Switch and the PS4. Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire for the PS4 and Xbox One. Thronebreaker, The Witcher Tales for the Nintendo Switch.
I thought you said Thronebreakers.
No, Thronebreaker.
Sorry, you know I had to have fun with that one.
If someone comes up with Thronebreaker, then Thongbreaker, then we definitely have issues here, don't we? And the only thing I say to that is,
I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist that one.
Someone's going to come up with a game for that, I'll bet. Let's see. Then we have Effie for the PC. The Coma 2 Vicious Sisters for the PC. Milo's Quest for the PS Vita and PS4. Journey to the Savage Planet for the PC and PS4. DCL, the game, that's for the PC. I don't ask what DCL is. I have no clue. In fact, maybe I can find out here. What is it?
Oh, DLC.
It's Drone Champions League. Okay, the world's leading drone racing series. Ah, okay. It's got to do with drones. Okay. Then tomorrow, there's Coffee Talk for the PC and Switch. Lode Runner Legacy for the PS4.
Okay, what would they talk about? Cappuccinos?
Let me see. I can look at the synopsis here. Looking for an experience to help you chill and wind down after a day of activities, and Coffee Talk is the perfect game for you. It features 90s anime-inspired pixel art with colorful casts. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you get to complete your recipe app with dozens of special drinks out of hundreds of possible drink combinations, create beautiful latte art on them, and see how the stories change depending on what you serve your customers.
In other words, it's a kind of like those old create-your-own-adventure stories.
Right. All right, then we have Lode Runner Legacy for the PS4, The Pedestrian for the PC and Linux, Music Racer for the PS4 and Xbox One, Cook Serve Delicious 3 for the PC, that's Early Access, and Milo's Quest, this one's for the Xbox One. And then on Thursday, Prison Princess for Nintendo Switch, Skellboy for the PC and Nintendo Switch, Sisters Royale for the Switch and PS4, Speaking Simulator for the Switch and the PC, The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing for the PS4, and Coffee Talk for the PS4 and Xbox One. We also have Never Again, When a Story Becomes History for the Nintendo Switch, Patapon 2 Remastered for the PS4, Code Shifter for the Switch and PC, Ark of Alchemist for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch, Bookbound Brigade for the PC and PS4, Labyrinth of the Witch for the PC, Ascendant Hearts for the Nintendo Switch, Aviary Attorney for the Switch, Regnum for the Switch and the PS4, that's on Friday. Also on.
Sorry, I just thought you said something else again.
Regnum, right?
Right, how did you guess?
Well, Regnum sure makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Sorry, I'm also getting all the Friday stuff together, and it's only
fine.
Wednesday. It's only Tuesday.
Yep. Let's see. We also have Hyperdot for the Xbox One and Linux, Ash of God's Redemption for the PS4, Willy Jetman, Astro Monkey's Revenge for the Switch and the PC, Milo's Quest for the Switch, Hypercharge Unboxed for the Switch, and OOO Ascension for the PS4. And that's all the games for not only this week, but that's for the rest of the month. After all, Friday's the last day of the month.
Yep. And next month is going to be a short month.
Yeah, but it's
actually
only going to be short. It's actually got one extra day because it's a leap year this year. So we had 29 days instead of 28.
Excuse me.
Your excuse.
What did I start with you?
Nothing. It's just I've been overly tired today. I don't know why. All right, let's get to the new animes that are coming out this week. And this one we have a little bit more, so here you go. First off, from Funimation Crunchyroll, we have Boogie Pop and Others, the complete series on Blu-ray. Then from Funimation, we have Concrete Revolution, the complete series, part of the Essentials Collection on Blu-ray. From Funimation Crunchyroll, we have Sayuki Reload Blast, part of the Essentials Collection. That's on Blu-ray. From Funimation, SSSS.Gridman, the complete series on Blu-ray. And they also have it on Blu-ray and DVD limited edition. And also from Funimation Crunchyroll, we have Sugumomo, the complete series. That's part of the Essentials Collection. Next to from Viz Media, we have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Set 5 Limited Edition on Blu-ray and Set 5 on DVD. That's separate. Then we also have from Sentai Filmworks, Surune, the complete collection on Blu-ray, Surune Premium Box Set on Blu-ray. And then from Discotheque Media, we have Bobo, the complete series on Blu-ray. That's the one with the
guy on Cartoon Network.
It was on Toonami for a little while, yes. Oh, and Janet, this one could be right up your alley. From Discotheque Media, Galaxy Express 999 Eternal Fantasy on Blu-ray.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy Express, Captain Harlock, Space Cruiser Yamato Or kind of like space soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a very sad segment of one of those shows. Made me cry.
And I was like, no, why did you do this? I'm kidding. I'm messing with you.
I know
I wouldn't do that. Let's see. Oh, yes, the XFL is coming on February 8th. Oh, yeah, and before I go on, something of importance today, and I'm not talking about Arrow. 34 years ago, the Challenger disaster.
I remember watching. I just got out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, cool. I could get to see the space shuttle launch. Because I've gotten mm-hmm. up in time for it.
Yeah.
And when the space shuttle launched, and I was going, cool, you know, thinking to myself, cool. And then I saw it explode. And just before it exploded, I saw this little bird of flame
mm-hmm.
on the side of the shuttle. And I
yeah.
go, I bet you anything, that's the cause of the explosion.
And turns out you were right on target with it.
I was right. That's when the mm-hmm. that was the exact moment the O-ring failed.
Yep. Hard to believe something so simple as an O-ring caused that disaster.
Yeah, but you know what? They were warned. NASA was warned that that O-ring did not do well in cold temperatures. But they
because
went ahead
I believe
and launched the shuttle on a freezing ass cold day anyway.
Yeah, I was like, what was the temperature that day? I think like in the 20s, wasn't it?
Right. I think
okay.
it was.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back on track here. So let's get to the anime part. Let's get to not the anime. Excuse me, the mangas. Thanks to Yadatachi here.
Well, manga and anime is related, except one's on paper and the other isn't.
Right. All right. So let's see. This one came out on Sunday for the J Novel Club. How Not to Summon a Demon Lord, Volume 12. That's for the Nook. Then yesterday we had Record of Wartenia War, Volume 4 for the Nook. That's also from the J Novel Club. And then here's everything that's out today from Yen Press. We have Aoharu X Machine Gun, Volume 16, that's both regular and digital. From Kodansha, we have Cardcaptor Sakura, Collector's Edition, Volume 3, it is a hardcover. From Seven Seas Entertainment, The Dungeon of Black Company, Volume 4, I don't think it's related to the other, those girls, the girls in that dungeon. Then from Yen Press, for both regular and digital, Final Fantasy Lost Stranger, Volume 4. Also from Yen Press, Goblin Slayer Volume 9, regular and digital. The Hero is Overpowered but Overly Cautious Volume 1, both regular and digital. And we also have High School Prodigies Have It Easy, Even in Another World Volume 6, regular and digital. And it's not over yet. We still have Horimiya Volume 13, regular and digital. I'm going to love this title. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level, Volume 1.
He's been killing slimes for how long?
300 years. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level, Volume 1. Regular and digital. Let's see. Also from Yen Press, we have M, Great Priest Imhotep, Volume 1. From Denpa Books, we have Inside Mari, Volume 8 for the Nook. From Yen Press, A Sister's All You Need, Volume 6, regular and digital. From the J Novel Club, Kokoro Connect, Volume 8, that's for the Nook. Kodansha has Living Room Matsunaga-san, Volume 1. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Magic of Swordsman and Summoner, Volume 12. From Yen Press, Murcielago, Volume 13, regular and digital on that one. From Seven Seas Entertainment, My Monster Secret, Volume 19. Oh, boy. Next up from Yen Press. This is regular and digital. I love this title. No matter how I look at it, it's you guys' fault I'm not popular. Volume 15. Then from Kodansha, we have The Quintessential Quintuplets, Volume 7. From Udon Entertainment, The Rose of Versailles, Volume 1. That's a hardcover. From Yen Press, we have The Saga of Tanya the Evil, Volume 9, regular and digital. From Ghost Ship, we have Saki the Succubus Hungers Tonight, Volume 1. From Seven Seas Entertainment, SCP Foundation, Iris of the Looking Glass, Volume 1. From Yen Press, we have Skullface Bookseller, Honda-san, Volume 3, Regular and Digital. From Udon Entertainment, Stravaganza, Volume 2. And also Street Fighter V, Volume 2, Rise Up. From Yen Press, we have Toilet Bound, Hanako-kun, Volume 1. Yes, I said Toilet Bound. from Seven Seas Entertainment, Toradora, Volume 9. From Yen Press, Torture Princess, Fromed Torturin, Volume 3, regular and digital on that one. We also have Wandering Witch, The Journey of Elena, Volume 1. That's also regular and digital. We also have The World's Strongest Rear Guard, Labyrinth Country's Novice Seeker, Volume 1, regular and digital. And then we have from Ghost Ship, Yokai Girls, Volume 9, and Yuna and the Haunted Hot Springs, Volume 8. And finally, from Yen Press, we have Zozo Zombie Volume 6, regular and digital, and that is a wrap for the month.
So what are we going to do read next week?
When we get February's list. This will be in February next week.
Yeah, it used to be you could pick up the books in comic shops. Now I don't think you can do that so much anymore.
Well, it just depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Alright, let's get on to the DVDs, shall we? Okay. I can get better. I'm going to go to bed as soon as the show's over because I'm super tired tonight. Alright. Levante el iPhone. Whatever. Okay. Just an ad at the top. Alright, here are all the movies that are coming out this week. And all the highlighted ones are on Blu-ray and DVD. And I will give you the scores. This is courtesy, of course, of Metacritic. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save a little bit of time. I'm not going to read the synopsis of the movies. Because we can speed things up a little bit. Anyway, I'm going to say this right now. Harriet, that's the one for Harriet Tubman. It scores a 66.
That's not nice. Wasn't Harriet Tubman the one that did the Underground Railroad?
That is correct. That is correct.
She risked her life to get those people out of slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Yeah, then we have Motherless Brooklyn. That scored a 60. And it's based on a 1999 novel. All right, then this is by far the biggest. This is the best score I've seen in a long time. Parasite, that's the one that's been nominated for Best Picture Oscar. 96. That's huge. It's also a must-see. It's also a contender for several Oscar awards, too. I think Best Director and Best Picture are two of them.
I wonder, you know, you've had a few near misses, you know,
mm-hmm.
96, 97. I wonder if anybody's ever got a perfect 100.
I think so. I think there may have been a movie or two that might have, but I'd have to look that up. Let's see. And finally, we have Terminator Dark Fate, which only scored a 54. Okay. Then on to the other movie releases this week. On DVD, we have Afterward. It's a documentary. Scored a 66. First time ever on Blu-ray and DVD, All About My Mother from 1999. Scored 87. That's second behind the... That's not bad. Let's see. First time ever on this one, on Blu-ray and DVD, the 1964 movie Failsafe. And then we have the lowest score of the week, which is The Great Alaskan Race, only 29. Ouch. Let's see. Then we have first time ever on Blu-ray, Two on a Guillotine from 1965 and Underwater from 1955. Then on the TV and on the TV shows, Blu-ray and DVD, we have Ballers Season 5. On Blu-ray, Boogie Pop and Others, the complete series. On DVD, Lupin the Third, Series 2, Volume 4, Knit 1, Pearl 2.
All right, they've come out with a new Lupin series. Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Let's see. Then on Blu-ray and DVD, My Life is Murder, Series 1. On DVD, Roswell, New Mexico, Season 1. I don't know if it's been renewed. Then finally, this I had already mentioned earlier, SSSS.Gridman, the complete series, first time on Blu-ray. And that is all of the Blu-rays and DVDs this week.
Short list, huh?
Yeah. I think it's going to get a little bit shorter next week because guess what's coming? The Oscars. Oscar! And now I can see why Batwoman and Supergirl are getting 2 weeks off. He says, this Sunday is the Super Bowl. The following Sunday is the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, let's get to the... Oh, goodness, I am so sorry. And iShine's in the chat. Hello, iShine!
Yes, hello, girl. How you doing?
All right. Let's go all the way down to the bottom. No, let's go all the way to the derriere. No, I'm kidding. All right, so ready or not? Here we go. These are all the CDs that are coming out this week, and I start on Sunday. First, from Lil Nas X, we have Rodeo Remix. Let's see. Then we have Demi Lovato with Anyone. Of course, she had just performed the other night. Love Regenerator 1. Phalanx with Golden Horde. Fly Anakin with At the End of the Day. Panic Land with Rome Falls. Various artists, it's the 2020 Grammy nominees. So it's like, hey, get all your favorite songs in one. You don't have to waste the money on a whole set of CDs. Let's see. Then we have The Bread Scientists with AZ. Kurwa Pierogi with Floral Fury. Software Machine with Senior of Chaos. The Dankest Meme with The Box Shower. And Gamer Noob with Don't Keep Breaking My Spine. Then yesterday we have Lil Mosquito Disease with Revenge Nas X Diss. Then we have Shake with Artificial Intercourse, Meek Mill with Letter to Nipsey. Of course, I think it's Nipsey Hussle, the one who was, he had won a few Grammys last night, but he was also killed last back in 2019. Then we have Mechanimal with Crux, Corner Shop with Saint Marie Under Cannon. Then we have Cardo, Piero Giovanni, and Larry June with Game Related. And it looks like the Game of Life. Now we have Yeezy Yee, the producer, with Nostalgia. Death Crush with I Want It That Way. Dark O Trash with Night Jealous Demon. Deeper with This Heat. Diet Sig with Night Terrors. Baxter Dury with I'm Not Your Dog. Who would be? Let's see. Then Kate Tempest with Unholy Elixir. Nice map of England. Nice map of Great Britain right there. Justin Bieber with Get Me featuring Kehlani. Let's see. Oh, boy. Samurai Bird with My Weird But Average Morning B-Sides. Then we have Doja Cat with Say So. Okay, that started, let's see, the last three you mentioned, that was today. Then you have Jean Doe with Obsidian, Gorillaz with Song Machine Theme Tune. I haven't heard Gorillaz in a while. Caribou with Never Come Back, Keisha with Tonight, Khan with Slight Bent. No, not that, Khan! Super Junior with Timeless. Let's see, oh brother, here's a good one. Disembodied Imagination with I Will Paint This Ugly and Colorless World. Then we have, let's see, looks like Duran Jones and The Indications with Young Americans. And then we have Margaret Glashby with Killing What Keeps Us Alive. Half Wave with Ordinary Talk. Young Nudie with No Go. Stray Kids with Step Out of Clay, Plumbo with 1991, Shopping with For Your Pleasure, Lily Konigsberg with I Said, let's see, Time Lost with Don't Remember Me for This. That's the B side. Then we have Wendy and Carl with Crossing Over. Sir Richard Bishop with Celerity. Locate S1 with Personalia. Then on tomorrow, we have Tricot. It's in Japanese. I'm not going to try to read it. Then we have Little Eggnog with Oh Shit 2. Janet.
I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear what I just said?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. I'll say it again. Yeah. Little Eggnog. Oh Shit 2.
Well, that would happen if you did drink too much eggnog.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of which...
Oh, shit!
Sorry. Get that.
Hey, Shirley, here's one. Uh-huh. I got a little bit more to add to that. Oh, shit, where's the bathroom?
Let's see, we have Sev Daliza with Oh My God. Porter Robinson, Get Your Wish. Tabby with Kelly Green. Vilayvin with Head... Vilayvin with Head Roof. Yezzy with My Gravity. Mobius with Kala. And then, let's see. Then we're going to finish out this month right here for Friday. Square Pusher, Be Up a Hello. Francis Quinlan with Likewise. Kesha with High Road. Megan Trainor with Treat Myself. Drive-By Truckers with The Unraveling. Louis Tomlinson with Walls. Russ with Shake the Snow Globe. Harborer with Totally, Completely. Dan Deacon with Mystic Familiar. Mad Lib. Yep, there's a band called Mad Lib. With Bandana Beats. Wild Nothing with Laughing Gas. Theory of a Dead Man with Say Nothing. Let's see. I don't know why they mentioned that twice. Let's see. Rafik Bhatia with Standards Volume 1. Citizen Boy and Mafia Boys with From Avoca Hills to the World. Filthy Rich spelled P-H-I-L-T-H-Y. Filthy Rich with Hometown Hero. Squirrel with some music for Robbie Mueller. Light Beams with Self-Help. Let's see. Lil Wayne with Funeral. You Bet with Compare and Despair. Jay Solon and Da Curse with Wired In. Sam Lee with Old Wow. Wayclaw Zimple with Massive Oscillations. Dua Lipa with Physical. Squirrel Flower with I Wasn't Born Swimming. I Was Born Swimming. Aerial Ruin in Panopticon with Split. Cruella with Zero. Prophet with Don't Forget It. Torres with Silver Tongue. Ryan Beatty with Dreaming of David. Oh my gosh, I haven't heard this name in a long time. Howard Jones. 1-1. Let's see, Everlasting Love, I remember that one from him a long time ago in the 80s. Let's see, then we have Tongorna with Baby, Danny Placard with Je Connais Rien à l'Astronomie. Let's see, then we have Leached with To Dull the Blades of your Abuse. Abuse. Let's see. Then we have Bullet with Tyson Crying. Mills Art with Every Dog Has Its Day, Volume 5. Isabel Campbell, This Is No Other. Fudge with Fruit Dew. Sun Little with Aloha. Ali X with Devil I Know. David Waters with Soleil Creole. A14 with Skang. Ben Watt with Storm Damage. Mort Rose with N'est-ce pour Aimer. Tall Trees with A Wave of Golden Things. Megan Trainor with Nice to Meet Ya. K. Michelle with All Monsters Are Human. Let's see this one. Charles Richard Hamlin, Le Valin du Roy, Jonathan Cohen with Mozart, Concertos Pour Piano, Numbers 22-24. And Green Eggs and Ham, no kidding. Then we have Samantha Jade with In the Morning, Andres with Joyful, Ocean Forest with Everything Is a Lot. Juju with Live at the East 1973. And we have AAL All Against Logic with Illusions of Shameless Abundance and Allucinal. Then we have Smoke Fairies with Darkness Brings the Wonders Home. Way up, Shannon.
I'm here.
I know. But the problem is the breathing. No offense. Here's a name I've not heard in a long, long time. Nana Cherry, Raw Like Sushi, 30th Anniversary. Because the one song I remember Nina Cherry for is Buffalo Stance. Let's see. Then we have Amberian Dawn with Looking For You. Omar with The Anthology. Blossoms with Foolish Loving Spaces. Big Scenic Nowhere with Vision Beyond Horizon. Slot Face with Sorry For The Late Reply. Serenity with The Last Night. Polisa with When We Stay Alive. Storm with From Nihil. The Beloved with Where It Is Special Edition. Nadine Coyle with All That I Know. Gengar with Everything and More. Death White with Grave Image. Clint Lowry with God Bless the Renegades. Dune Rants with Hurry Up and Wait. Destroyer with Have We Met. Savage Hands with The Truth in Your Eyes. Lordy with Collection. Looks like Thorbjorn, Rissager, and the Black Tornado with Come On In. Foyon with Presidente. Aeonian Sorrow with A Life Without. Alice Jemima with Everything Changes. The God Fahim with Lost Kings. Jacques Green with Dawn Chorus. Then we have Tarek K.I.Z. with Golem. I never thought I'd see this one. Mint Julep.
Mint Julep.
The group, it's a band actually. Mint Julep with Stray Fantasies, and the final CD of the month is Ole Pals with Sonner. And that's all of the CDs for the month of January. So we have 27 minutes.
Come out for next month.
Yep. But that is all the CDs for the rest of January. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Let's see. Eyeshine said this. If I heard remark correctly, this operation is outpatient one, but I'll have to spend the night there. That is if all goes well. So that is what happens. All I will miss tomorrow night. I'll have to get up at 5 o'clock and get there around 7 o'clock, and the surgery is around 9:30. Yeah, that makes sense.
Eyeshine, I can sympathize with you. Mine, I have to be there. I have to get up at, well, I'm usually up with the dogs anyway. I have to be there for a 9:30 check-in for an 11 o'clock surgery. So I can sympathize with you, girl.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean, but you get a whole day. I had to go to see Dr. Kimberly for the first time, and it was still dark out. We had to be there for like 8 o'clock, first patient in.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a whole different view of the world when it's dark outside. And that was kind of neat, because I got to see the sun come up. The sun is rising in the east while the moon's going down in the west. It was the second of the two full moons that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know exactly how you feel there, Eyeshine.
Yeah. Well, me, I remember I had to do a catheter ablation back in 2008. Mom and I and someone else came with me. We left at approximately, I think it was like 3:30 in the morning, because we had to get up to Birmingham. That was where the procedure was going to be. And I'll never forget this. Dr. McElderry, he's probably still up there in Birmingham. I remember I told him, Doctor, I've never done anything like this before. He said, in no uncertain terms, don't worry, we're going to give you the best drugs the FDA allows.
which is probably the truth.
Uh-huh.
The FDA only lets you go so far.
Right. And my mother was worried I wouldn't wake up in time, but thankfully that didn't happen.
Well,
I did wake up.
Yeah, She was so worried she wouldn't leave the doctors alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
She
yep, exactly. Okay, let's see. Oh, Jack Burns, Muppet Show writer and comedian, has died at 86.
Oh no.
Yep.
Who else is gonna go?
I don't know. But yeah, this was posted today. Jack Burns, Muppet Show writer and George Carlin comedy partner, dies at 86. So basically, here's what happened. Jack Burns, a comedian, writer, and actor known for writing The Muppet Show and Hee-Haw. Now, that's a weird combination. Acting on The Andy Griffith Show and his comedy partnership with George Carlin, has died at the age of 86. His manager, Peter Santana, confirmed to The Wrap today. Now, I'll give you a chance. I'll put the link in here. All right. Anyway, he has been in senior care for the last 2 years in good spirits and was surrounded by friends in cases of Diet Coke, Santana said. Okay.
What?
No. He was surrounded by friends and cases of Diet Coke. He was as sharp as a tack mentally, but had not walked for 2 years. He achieved many great achievements, but his most recent was hitting the 31-year sober mark in December. Truly a sweet and talented man. Oh, careful. You okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Just a little horse.
Yep.
No,
Burns began.
Don't say I'm a pony, all right?
I'm not going to. Anyway, Burns began his career in show business in the 1960s by way of his duo with Carlin. The two made a comedy album together in 1963 called Burns and Carlin at the Playboy Club, and also had a radio show together at KXOL in Fort Worth, Texas. Burns later partnered with Avery Schreiber, a fellow member of Chicago comedy troupe The Second City, before transitioning to writing and producing for television and films in the 1970s. Carlin's daughter Kelly Carlin shared her condolences on Twitter today. A foundational piece of the Carlin legacy has gone to the big comedy club in the sky. Oh, boy. Now I'm going to go uncensored on this one. Jack was one of the sharpest motherfuckers I knew, she wrote. He shaped my father's mind in unique ways. R.I.P. Jack Burns. Burns' other acting credits include Happy Days, The Partridge Family, Fridays, and Sour Grapes. He also wrote on the 1979 Muppet movie. It was
sounds
also
like you got around.
Yeah. He was also an accomplished voice actor, having voice characters on The Simpsons, Animaniacs, Mother Goose and Grimm, and Darkwing Duck.
Well, hey, on that Mother Goose and Grimm, her and Grimmy are still a comic strip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Sorry. Oh, boy. I don't know if this is going to work. Would you like to ride on a windowless plane?
Are you out of your cockpit in mind?
It's like, no, as much as I like this guy, I want to see something solid. That kind of thing could mess with my head and make me sick.
They have a bridge up at, the Indians built a bridge on their land in the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
If you look down, it's clear glass.
Yeah.
And if you look down, it looks like you're walking on nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm walking on nothing.
Excuse me. I'm trying not to yawn in your ears.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another reason for coloring. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's of our lovable Mike Boyant.
Happy Color helped me with anxiety and kept me relaxed and focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Happy Color, too. It's an excellent app, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I do need to catch up on Thunderbirds because this Saturday, the episode is Venom. There's going to be a crazy big-ass spider that's going to be in the episode. But here's the fun part. Peter Davison, the Fifth Doctor, will be in voicing as a character called Higgins.
I hope he's better than the Wizard.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think Sylvester McCoy being the Wizard was the one saving grace of that episode.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Excuse me.
Let's see, B5-04. Oh yeah, looks like there's several sources saying Lethal Weapon 5 has been confirmed with original cast and director returning. And I already spotted four different sources. So, oh, 2 hours ago, go look up. That very bright light next to the moon is Venus. Can you see it? No, I'm inside.
So am I.
Excuse me,
I'm trying not to yawn in your ear.
No, you're fine. Huh. Marvel announces Mahershala Ali is Blade in MCU Phase 5. It's like, well, yeah, they had announced that back at San Diego Comic-Con. It says, why you posted news last year?
Which San Diego Comic-Con?
2019. Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, frack. I can't quit yawning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. NASA's got all female astronauts. One will likely become the first woman on the moon. Like, cool, I'm for that.
I don't know if my stomach to be able to take zero gravity for any length of time.
Yeah, that's a question. Oh, yes. I don't know if you're aware of this, but about 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock Central Time, there was a magnitude 7.3, it's actually 7.7 earthquake not too far from Jamaica and very close to Cuba. I looked like, what the hell?
Crying out loud, Cosmo. Quit being so rude.
Yeah. Yeah, but now I don't find earthquakes funny, but this was one thing that actually was. There's video footage of a store, of a convenience store, and the drinks all start shaking. This poor employee, he's trying to protect it all, but then it shifts over and everything drops, breaks, and spills. But thankfully, so far I have not heard of any injuries or anything.
Well, knock on wood that there wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Knock on flipping wood that there wasn't, and there wasn't a tsunami generated.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I don't know which one was to be worse.
Uh-huh.
Tsunami or the earthquake? As they're both pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know what? Change the subject real quick. It still has to do with natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
You remember a show called Critical Rescue?
Actually, no, I don't.
It used to be on cable. It was on Pluto TV. Well,
okay.
they did a segment on people in the Oklahoma earthquake that hit Moore.
Mm-hmm. You mean the tornado?
The outlying towns first. And what amazed me is these people did not take the threat seriously.
Yeah.
Even though the weather forecaster at the local TV station was telling them, get into your shelters. If you don't have a shelter, get into an interior room. But these families waited until the last minute to do it.
Yeah.
And that to me, I'm sitting there watching that and go, you idiot. One guy actually opened his front door to see where the tornado was.
Oh, boy.
Idiot, get back in the fucking house.
Yeah. Janet, be careful. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, it's the way my mic is. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's fine. Okay, this is interesting. The new beauty trend for 2020. Decorate your nails with tiny hands and feet. I'll pass on that, thank you.
Be great if you were a goth, though.
Yeah, but I'm not. Let's see. There was another person who passed. Nicholas Parsons. He had a 6-year association with the worlds of Jerry Anderson, from Four Feathered Falls through Terrahawks, right through to the Terrahawks audio series in 2016. Yeah, he was a part of that. He died today.
How old was he?
I think he was like 86. Let me find out for sure. Hold on. Nicholas Parsons.
Well, at this rate, the only one that's outlived them all is Parker.
Yeah, no, Nicholas Parsons. No, well, no, Matt Zimmerman's still alive.
Okay, those two.
Yeah. Let's see. Nicholas Parsons was the host of Just Went. He was 96? Wow. Yeah, 96.
So he outlived. Parker's outlived him.
Yeah.
David Graham.
Yeah.
They were parts of the same universe, just different parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's amazing, all of the iconic things we remember as kids.
Mm-hmm.
Are all go, you know, they're slowly fading away.
Yeah. Yeah, but meanwhile, of course, there's that big coronavirus mess going on.
Oh, yeah. I saw an article. These stupid adults ditched their kids and took off, leaving them alone.
Oh, boy.
Because they didn't want to handle them and the coronavirus.
Janet, you're breaking up again.
Maybe it has to do with the frog in my dry throat.
No, it's got to be your microphone, because I can't go like that. Like it.
All right. Is this any better?
A little bit, but not much.
Shit. I'm just going to be quiet and listen.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We've only got 10 minutes left anyway. Let's see. Okay, this makes sense. When you interrupt a girl's school day to force her to change clothes or send her home because her shoulder or bra straps are visible, you are telling her that making sure boys have a distraction-free learning environment is more important than education. Instead of shaming girls for their body, teach boys that girls are not sexual objects.
That is comparable. You
Ooh.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know we don't have food fascinations tonight, but listen to this. This is from the Tennessean in Nashville, Tennessee. Here's the question. Can you eat a 1-pound burger, cheese fries, and milkshake? in 20 minutes.
How big is a hamburger?
1 pound. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the link in here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, Ishan, the space shuttle disaster, we actually talked about that earlier in the show, so. So, yes, we are aware of it. All right. Now, it is a 1 pound burger, cheese fries, and milkshake. Now, let's see. The cheeseburger is the jaw dropper, has 1 pound of meat and a bunch of jalapeno peppers on it. The milkshake is thick. The loaded queso fries seem never ending. This is what 1-year-old Haas's Loaded Burgers restaurant in Nolensville is challenging customers to eat in 20 minutes.
Oh, God, I'd be choking. Hey, do they give any rules about how you eat it?
Well, let me see. Nashville's rep as a foodie town is growing quickly in large part because more celebrity and James Beard award-winning chefs are calling Music City home. But food challenges? Cram a ton of food in your face before the clock runs out? Not so much. What the heck? I thought I saw something. Oh, great. My watch is upside down. I have a Fitbit watch, and I didn't realize I had put it on the wrong way. All right, now this should be right because I can't read that. It's upside down. Okay. Anyway, the cheeseburger, the jaw dropper, has 1 pound of meat and a bunch of jalapeno peppers on it. Milkshake is thick. The loaded queso fries seem to never ending. This is what 1-year-old Haas's Loaded Burgers restaurant in Nolensville is challenging its customers to eat in 20 minutes. Excuse me. All right. I already read this part, so what am I doing it again for? Haas's is only the second known restaurant in Middle Tennessee that's currently offering such a challenge. The first is Big Shade's Hot Chicken with its Death Row Challenge. Haas's Jaw Dropper Challenge, well, challenges customers to eat the 3,500-calorie burger, shake, and fry meal in 20 minutes. Not for the faint of heart or light on the wall. The meal costs $25 whether you beat the clock or not. Winners do, however, get a Haas hat and t-shirt. And those with the first, second, and third best times in January get respectively $50, $25, and $10 gift cards. Excuse me why, All right, the first jaw dropper challenge taker, the Moody Foodie blogger, Josh Miller, set the bar Tuesday at 17 minutes and 48 seconds. Miller, 39, said he studied on best food challenge practices and credited sipping soda to induce burping for his success. Afterward, Miller said he felt just fine. "I am pretty full," he offered. "I can tell I had a meal." Now that, my friends, is some food. That'd be a pretty good idea for a future episode, too. Remember Man versus Food before? That'd be kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah, the coolest challenges.
Really, watching those jello wrestling matches. Uh-huh. I wonder how it would feel to fall into a pool full of lime jello.
Ew.
No, I've seen pictures of these women in bikinis, jello fighting, jello wrestling.
Janet, you're breaking up.
Ah, it's too late to call in. Screw it.
Yeah. Episode. But yes, can you eat all that in 20 minutes? Me, it's like, I'm not eating that in 20 minutes. And I have to have a gluten-free bun. So that kind of leaves me out.
I don't think I want to either.
Yeah. I want some food, glorious food. And And don't forget, can your spell equestrian? Well, can your? Can your? Let's see. Bear with me, Growl. Oh, here's something interesting. Dear Abby, my husband hasn't worked for the last 18 years. All he does is get dressed in the morning and hop in his fancy car to visit his cronies. I know he's cheated on me many times with young girls who could be his granddaughters. I know this because he brags about it to me. He smokes fancy cigars and drinks the most expensive liquor day and night. We sleep in separate beds because he tells me he knows I'm a lesbian. Besides that, my varicose veins and fat behind turn him off. Should I cover him with something heavy or should I just leave him? Signed, Mad as Hell in New York. Dear Mad, you don't have to take that kind of treatment from any man. I suggest you pack your bags and move out ASAP. Don't resort to violence or try act more like a lady. Remember, you were also elected the President of the United States, so try acting like one.
That's so funny.
That's what I just said. It said, don't resort to violence and try to act more like a lady. Remember, you were almost elected President of the United States, so try acting like one. In reference to Hillary. All right, well, we're getting down to the last 3 minutes. So I might as well go ahead and put this in there. Tomorrow night is our Secrets of the Unknown episode. It's a topic you would not think about, but we actually found information on this. Haunted sports venues. So that's going to be interesting. And, of course, Thursday is the free-for-all, and Friday is the All-Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib Show, which features the final finale of Arrow. It's over. Yep, it's a sad night for the Arrowverse, but... It's been fun. It's been a blast. Let's see. Then I think we do have. I think we'll have attention to one next week. I'm not going to worry about that now. But you know, it's like thank God there's no trolls tonight. Amen to that. Because unless you we have like themes and all. If the trolls don't want to stick to the theme, then the trolls need to leave. Okay? Yes, we. Yeah, but I look forward to the Mad Libs on Fridays because it's like, yeah, we get to laugh it up. That's going to be fun. Let's see. I just got the 90-second single already, so I might as well go ahead and say this. Please remember to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, because let's face it, life happens, there are 3 ways you can catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search on the podcast, you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great night. Sleep well. Stay safe. And we'll see you tomorrow for Secrets of the Unknown.
Everybody.
All right, that is all for tonight. Have a great night. And remember all this.
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
There we go. Yeah.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot. Oh, shit!
Can you do one of the Captain Scarlet ones, please?
Okay, let's see. I'm going to pick this one.
This is a red alert, not a stroll around the deck. Move!
Oh, shit!
That's a coward.
I know.
Okay.
All right. That's
over,
it for tonight.
Everybody.
Yep.
Good night.
Have a great night. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Buenas noches, mis amigos.
Buenas noches.